Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Menno Brain, the untamed thoughts of me, Artemis North. Let's talk about insanity. Well, maybe not insanity. How about overthinking? I've been having some issues over the past number of months where I've been really overthinking things that I shouldn't, thinking that I know what people are thinking. Does that sound a little crazy or does it not sound a little crazy? I go into situations where people are talking about things and I want to react in a way that would be so rude and just lay it on the table and tell them what I think. And you know, half the time later on when I go back and I talk to a person, I come to find out my insane thinking wasn't correct at all. Not even close. So how do we cope with this? Because I think, well, from what I gather from my older friends who have, you know, paved the way before me, this is part of menopause. As if we didn't have enough to deal with, now we have to deal with our own thoughts fighting against us. So how to deal with it? One, take a deep breath. In. Hold it. Release. Do it as many times as you need. That's a good start. Now sit down and try to think about something else. Oh, you can't? Yeah, that's the problem. And this happens when I'm trying to sleep, or it'll happen when I'm trying to focus on a job, or it'll happen when I'm trying to watch TV. And my brain just won't shut down. So what can you do about it? I don't know for sure yet, but I have some ideas. One is the breath, of course. Two is take a walk, do some chair yoga, get busy, do something, get your mind off of it. I know that sounds rather redundant after what I just said, but sometimes it helps. Three is, if you really think that the person that you're thinking about thinks that about you, do two things. A, remember that it's not any of your business what other people say or think about you. Now think about that. It's none of your business. How many times would you have been so better off if people hadn't have told you things? Or people hadn't told you what other people are saying about you? Or you hadn't overheard what someone said about you? I mean, let's face it, we all say things about other people. That's how we chew on things and get ready to talk to the people we care about. And other times it's just us being jerks. Yeah, we're all jerks, sometimes. So while you're keeping in mind it's really none of your business, but it's someone that you care about. So maybe it is a little your business. So then you talk to them. But you don't do, you know, oh, when you do this, I feel. Because they're not doing that. They're really not. Most of the time. So you just talk to them and say, you know, I'm going through menopause and I'm feeling a little crazy. I need to ask you a question. And then you tell them. Don't come up, if you're me, I'd never come up to someone and go, you know, I love you, but, because people who are around me know I'm about to tell them a hard truth. Don't do it that way, trust me. It doesn't go over very well. So if it's someone that you care about, talk to them. I can't think of another way to do it. So again, use the hashtag MyInsaneMenoBrain. Let's discuss. What do you do when your brain's being... Oh, see? There it is again. The word is gone. Okay, let's move on because I think you know what I mean. It's a rainy day outside. I'm inside with two puppy dogs. One's a geriatric. He is 15. And his name is Mac. I call him the Big Mac. And he's a Labradoodle. And the other one is a little blonde Yorkshire Terrier mix who was a rescue. He came from a puppy mill. And I remember when my sister-in-law and her husband first got him, he was so scared and so timid, you couldn't touch him. And he would just bark, 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 because he was afraid. Well, now he's my Velcro dog. and I love him to bits. But Mac is the one that worries me. And I have to say, I can identify with Mac. He's got the aches and pains. Sometimes he forgets why he got up and went wherever it is he went. Sometimes he gets up, and for him, that's really hard. He has a neurological issue. It's not arthritis. He's slowly losing control of his limbs, specifically his back legs. And so when he fights to get up, he'll go and he'll stand and look out the door, and I think he's forgotten why he got up. I'll go over and open the door for him, and he just stands there sniffing and turns around. Then he'll go have a drink, or, you know, he has a certain rounds that he does. And I worry about him, but I also identify with him. My poor little man. So for now, he's happy. His legs work sometimes. Sometimes you have to help him up the stairs. But hopefully, I have someone around that's compassionate and really cares about me the way his mommy does for him. I hope I raised my kids right, I tell you what. Anyways, that's enough for today. I hope you all have a great day. Go out, make the world a little better, and hey, be a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.